From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
This is Scrapbook, East Polk County. Hi, I'm Glenn Broggett. Today we take a visit to the East Polk Heritage Center and go inside the historic L.W. Larson home that serves as the Heritage Center's main facility and contains the majority of the center's artifacts. Helping us on our tour today is Diane Amundson from the East Polk Heritage Center. Let's go inside the East Polk Heritage Center on this edition of Scrapbook. Well, we're going to talk about the house at East Polk Heritage Center, and with us to talk about this important building is
Diane Amundson. I'm currently secretary now. I was on the board years ago as a secretary at the time they built the log cabin, and I've been a member, I think, since inception of the board, too, just to volunteer and be active part in it. My husband was one of the first board members that planned the house, was on the committee when they first started. Inside the house, there's many rooms. It's two levels, and it's all set up with donated or borrowed items that are a lot of antiques from family. You know, the kitchen has an old wood stove, there's an old hutch, and there's old, all sorts of particular old dishes and pieces that go with the history. There's a sitting room or a living room. There's a fainting couch, an old pump organ. There's pictures on the wall from the family who lived there, the L.W. Larsons. There's a dining room. There's a bedroom set up with an old spinning wheel, I remember. Furniture and everything. Every room is set up with all sorts of antiques. Upstairs, we have several rooms. One is set up as a doctor's office. There's many items from the Sather Clinic. Some of the older doctors before that. There's a room that was set up like a school room with an old teacher's desk and school desks. And then there's another room with things from the 13 towns from the early printing days. There is a child's room set up with a crib, antique toys and clothing from the 1800s, and then we have a bathroom set up with the clawfoot tub. Just everything was set up just according like it would have been in the early days.
Has there been a problem with space issues with some of the stuff? From what it sounds like, you guys have a lot of great stuff that has been donated. Has space issues come up in the past as far as displaying all of this wonderful stuff that you guys have collected through the years and have on display at this center?
Yeah, there has been, more influx of items that have come in. They've either been put in storage or else you try and take down what you've got and put in new just so that they have a different look. Bigger items, we have no place to store, so we're looking at getting another building for that. More of the farm equipment and, like I said, the Model T, and just not enough space for everything right now.
We talk about the space issues now. Have things in recent years, have you guys gotten things going by way of maybe some fundraising and mm-hmm. looking for various things to kind of be able to raise appropriate amounts? And what has that been like to try to get things moving and to try to get more of that space? I mean, you mentioned it is an issue.
It is an issue, but it's been kind of slow maybe at getting to it because it's quite an undertaking. And trying to make everybody aware that with fundraiser, we do need a lot of money in order to put up another building to house especially some of these bigger items. So we keep pursuing it.
Do you guys hold activities and stuff, like annual stuff at the Historical Center to kind of both create awareness as well as maintain the bottom line and look to the future?
Mm-hmm. We do annually. We have the Heritage Days where it's a full day of activities in the house, the log cabin, and then the new moon school. They have people coming in to give demonstrations from quilting to other types of artwork. We have a quilt show once a year.
We have an annual membership drive that generates some funds. Of course, some of it is for operating, which is minimal because we are totally a volunteer board. Our membership is also supportive in other ways by other donations. A few years ago, we had a building fund drive. We received pledges from several members. That was put on hold for a few years because we didn't have enough pledges. We didn't have enough matching to the pledges to really move forward with the building project. We do have plans on the table for another building on the site that would house all of the equipment that Diane was speaking to. We recently received a donation from a lifetime member of our organization from her estate that is going to provide an amazing amount of money toward this building fund.
Are you guys receiving or have been able to receive anything in the way of grants from the state of Minnesota or anything like that? Or what's the process been like?
To my knowledge, we have not even tried for building fund grants from the state or from any other source. But we believe now that with the donation of this very generous gift, along with our pledges, that will provide an opportunity to hopefully apply for some funding from these sources that could match what we have obtained to date. So we're hoping that this next year will be a good one for us to pursue other funding opportunities because we now have this wonderful gift.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.